أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. We were discussing previously with regard to Iman, what Iman is, and a person has to be careful that he doesn't fall out of the circle of Iman and falls into Kufr. And this Ibad is basically that a person believes from his heart, conviction, and that he expresses it with his tongue, and he acts accordingly to it with all the parts of the body, that is, he fulfills all the commands of Allah Ta'ala, that is complete Iman. And what we have to believe in is that which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. That is very important, an aspect that we believe in all that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, not what any other people explain. Even if they explain the truthfulness of Iman, our Iman must not be on the basis what other people have explained, philosophers, etc., but that which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. In this point, ulama discuss a very important point, and each one of us, we have to check for ourselves what our position is with regard to that. That there is one type of disbelief of kufr which is called ilhad, and which is called, the people who do that are called zindiqs. There are various categories of people who disbelieve from different aspects. So these are those people, a zindiq or a mulhid, who uses the Islamic terms, but under the Islamic terms he believes in something else. A very clear example of this is, he says, I believe in Qurbani. The Qurbani that we make at the time of Eid al-Dhuha, Bakri time, I believe in that, but it is not necessary to slaughter a camel. A person can give that amount to the poor. The poor need that money, so we will give that money to the poor, and it is not necessary to slaughter a camel. An animal. And many people, unfortunately, there are many people who believe like that. So that is total disbelief, and that is what is called a zindiq, or a person who says, I believe namaz is faraz, but not in the form that we make it. We stand, we make ruku, sajda. He says you can just sit for a little while and meditate on Allah Ta'ala, because the object of Allah, of namaz, is to connect with Allah Ta'ala. So he says, if you just sit for a little while and meditate on Allah Ta'ala, then that is what is required. So he has changed the form of Islam. Or for example, with regard to zakat, he says zakat is just to purify one's wealth. So you just take out a certain amount and put it one side, or you give it away, and that is your zakat done. But zakat has to be done properly. That is, a proper account has to be taken of one's assets, etc., worked out. 2.5% must be given. That is what is zakat. So the whole of deen, we have to believe in it as it came from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not as we think. Today, unfortunately, each one of us, all of us, we have to be very careful. A time has come when we easily say, I think it is like this. Very easily we discuss matters, social gatherings, etc. I think it must be like this. And if a person believes in I think, in my thinking, then that is not Iman by Allah Ta'ala. His Iman is that he believes in what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, and not what I think it is like this. And today it is very common, any matter that happens, then almost every one of us, we say, my opinion is this, my take on this matter is this, I think like this. And Shariat and Quran Sharif is not my thinking. If we are believing on my thinking, then that is what we are believing in. We haven't believed in the Iman which Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. And today this is a very, very common thing that we are easily guilty of, whether it is in our homes also. Many times we say, what I say will go in my home. It is not what I say. It is what Allah says and what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. And that everything must be what I say. And that is what is going to happen. In any matter, we have to all submit to that which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. That is the iman that will be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, it will be just the form of iman, and we will be making ourselves happy that I have got iman. And also the other, that the labels of iman and Islam are used. But under that, all other things, a person brings new things. This is also what is called ilhad, and a person becomes a zindiq by that. That he used the names of Islam, and under that there is nothing of Islam. Interest has been made haram, and now we try and justify it in different ways, and we call it different names. That we are just doing it all our own way, but that is not what Islam has prescribed. What Islam has prescribed, and we have to bring that iman which Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us, and what he taught us. That is the iman that we have to bring iman. That is that iman which is required by Allah, and which we have to bring iman on. This is, it might seem like a trivial matter, we might not give it so much importance, but it is absolutely necessary that we think of it carefully, that is my iman according to that which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, or is it according to what logic is, what the times are like, what people are saying, what I think. Then if that is all, then that is not that iman which is required by Allah. And we all know the most important thing is iman. Our iman must be correct. If a person unfortunately hasn't got any amal, but he's got that iman and the correct iman, he will get salvation. But if that iman is not correct, then it is an extremely serious matter for the akhirat. And it is very, very dangerous for the akhirat. So each one of us should think very carefully that is my iman according to that which Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, or is it any other type of iman? Every other type of iman will not be accepted. And in this also, the ulama'i mutakallimeen, that is those ulama who discuss matters about aqeedah, about our beliefs, they say if a person disbelieves in one, or doubts in one matter which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, what the Quran teaches, his whole iman is negated and his iman is not valid. So in everything what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, we have to have full iman and conviction on that. And if we doubt any one matter, like whether it may be capital punishment which Islam has prescribed, or anything else, and we doubt it, we negate it, then our whole iman is negated by that. It is for us to understand easily, a person has a 200 liter drum of Zamzam water, and he puts one drop of urine in there, all that is cancelled. That whole water, we have cancelled it. So like that, one matter that we just believe in, then it is extremely dangerous. So we have to believe in that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, complete conviction. We must not doubt or deny even one small point of that. Otherwise our iman will be negated, and iman is the most important asset that we have got, and which Allah has given us out of His kindness free of charge. We must check this iman and make sure it's intact, and that we go with this iman. May Allah make it a reality for us and the whole ummah, that this greatest asset that we have been given, that we look after it properly, stay with it and go with it. Thank you.